Hi there, it's Dr. Linda Papadopoulos with The Psychology Behind, the podcast that every week looks at a different psychological issue, looks at the research and the best ways to help you cope. This week's episode is sponsored by Chrysalis Counseling Training Courses. Today I'm talking about coping with shyness. Now, feeling shy or uncomfortable in social situations can, of course, be really stressful. At its most basic, shyness is about being excessively self-conscious, right? We find ourselves becoming really critical and judgmental of our own actions, sizing up every nuance and interaction, and ultimately feeling overwhelmed with what others think of us. It's this sort of hyper self-awareness, the kind of negative running commentary in your mind that makes you feel you need to analyze and assess every gesture, every little comment. It's a feeling that while others seem to be effortlessly chatting, that you feel stressed by the idea of having to manage how others see you. It's like having a bully on your shoulder telling you that people are either staring at you or judging you or that are completely disinterested by you. And I think it's this kind of polemic of being trapped between being insignificant or being hyper-visible. And I think that's where it becomes so debilitating. And of course, these thoughts invariably lead to physical symptoms like a pounding heart and sweating, which in turn feed into these negative thoughts. The social problems associated with shyness can be pretty profound. It makes it hard to meet new people and make friends, which of course can reinforce the idea that there is something wrong, that one isn't liked, accepted, or isn't of value socially. And these thoughts can further feed into the idea of social ineptness, so that basic social behaviors like meeting new people or even thinking clearly when around others become really, really difficult. One of the consequences is that people begin to misunderstand you or misinterpret your shyness for, aloofness or disinterest when actually you're just plain nervous. Now, in order to take control of your shyness, you need to take control of your thoughts. The first is to be aware of your self-talk, that inner voice that speaks to you and runs a commentary, often chipping away at your confidence. Learn to reverse it by focusing on what you are rather than what you are not. Focus on the things that you like about yourself as opposed to the things that you don't. Hone in on the thing that you feel most confident about and concentrate on projecting that air of confidence rather than your anxiety. The other thing that's really important to remember is that while it may feel like people are judging you, the truth is that everyone is most likely far more concerned with their own issues and insecurities. So don't get caught up in the belief that people are as aware of your anxiety as you are. On a practical note, make a point of doing the simple things that connect people, like making eye contact and smiling. The simple act of doing this will make you seem more accessible and make it more likely that people will want to interact with you. Also, try to go to social functions prepared. Read up on news and current affairs. Even thinking about topics of conversation that you're interested in will make it easier to strike up a conversation when the opportunity arises. And if having the focus on you makes you feel uncomfortable, then try asking them questions during the conversation. This will make you seem more interested in the person you're talking to, as well as taking the focus off of you. The more you practice these things in social situations, the easier they will become and the more confident you'll feel. Now, if all of this doesn't work, I've got 5 more tips to help you, so stay tuned.
We know you're a good listener. You listen to this podcast. You've listened to Dr. Linda speak on anxiety, how to boost your self-esteem, and being able to manage your time effectively. Well, now we need you to keep listening, because we want to ask you 2 questions. Firstly, do people often say that they trust you and your advice? And secondly, do you want a career that can make real positive changes in the lives of others? Then becoming a counsellor could be the right choice for you. Chrysalis Courses offer fully accredited part-time course options that are flexible around your commitments, meaning you could become an accredited counsellor or hypnotherapist in just 3 years and earn between £30 and £60 per hour, as per the National Careers Service website. So, if you're looking for a new career or one that will fit around your busy life, all you have to do is search Chrysalis Courses online today and take the first steps towards your new career in counselling.
Number one, act confidently. Confidence comes through action, learning, practice, and mastery. Remember when you learned how to ride a bike? It was terrifying at first, but after you just went for it and tried and you got it and felt confident, then you enjoyed it. Social confidence works in the same way. Feeling anxious is not the problem. Avoiding social interactions is the problem. So eliminate avoidance and you will overcome your anxiety. One of the key ways to do this is to display confident body language. So make eye contact when talking to someone. Walk with your head held high. Project your voice clearly and effectively. Make sure you shake hands, give hugs, stay in close proximity to others. The more you do it, the easier it'll become. Number two, try new things even if they make you feel anxious. Try joining a club or a sports team or an improv class. Pick up a new project, take on a difficult task at work, or learn a new skill. Do something to get out of your comfort zone. Part of overcoming shyness is about developing confidence in different areas of your life and not letting anxiety or the fear of failure or humiliation get in your way. So by practicing new activities, you are confronting your fear of the unknown and learning to handle that anxiety more effectively. Number three, talk. Start by practicing giving speeches or presentations or telling jokes and stories. Do this at different opportunities. You can be more talkative and expressive in different parts of your life. It could be at work or with friends or with strangers on the bus. You can practice talking more openly. And when you do, remember, the whole point is to let your voice and your ideas be heard. People that are confident aren't really concerned with whether everyone is going to like what they have to say. They speak their minds because they want to engage with other people. They want to share and connect with them. And the trick is to be focused on the conversation or the story that you're listening to or telling, rather than doing that thing where you stand outside yourself and judge how the conversation is going. Be present and things will flow much better. Number four, make yourself vulnerable. A fear of being judged contributes to social anxiety and shyness. The only way to overcome this fear is to make yourself vulnerable. Practice doing this with people that you're close to and you can trust. You might realize that the more you do it, the closer you feel to others, and the more pleasure and meaning you get out of these relationships. This will lead to an increased confidence in yourself and in social interactions. Being vulnerable requires a willingness to let others see the real you. So be proud of who you are. Being genuine and vulnerable is often the quality that others will appreciate most about you. And number five, be mindful. Mindfulness has been defined simply as being aware of the here and now. Be present to what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and be in the moment. There's no part of your experience that you have to run from or escape or avoid. Learn to appreciate yourself and the world around you in the here and now, including and even those panicky thoughts and feelings, and just notice them without judgment. When you're fully present in the moment, you will realize that social interactions are not something you need to avoid. You will perform better because you're actually paying attention to the conversation and the cues in your environment. With practice, you can continually incorporate and improve upon your social skills, and you'll learn from the world around you, and this will ultimately make you feel less shy and more confident. Well, I really hope that helped, because shyness can be really debilitating. I think for me, one of the saddest parts of shyness is that sometimes people don't see who you really are, right? You're shy, but it can come across as you being rude or disinterested. And of course, that's not the case. So very much it comes down to taking control of that bully on your shoulder, that nasty voice in your head that's telling you you shouldn't say something or you'll be, you know, misunderstood or misinterpreted. The more you begin to feel confident about controlling your thoughts, the less they'll be able to control you. Well, that was the psychology behind. I hope you found it interesting. I always love to hear from you, so please keep on writing to me. I love getting your notes. And again, if you haven't done so already, please subscribe. You can do that on Apple Podcasts. You can do that on Spotify, on Audioboom. Until next week, I wish you a happy, healthy body and mind.